All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right, what's happening, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for the Snug Wrestling Podcast. I am Edgar. I am your host. With me, like always, the crew, Mr. Blood, Toxic, Tommy, and BT Knight. And we're going to do SmackDown. We're going to go over the important things of SmackDown, just a couple things, because right after this episode, we're also going to be recording the Jey Uso and Gunther, how we can make this feud more interesting going into WrestleMania. So let's get started on Friday Night SmackDown first, fellas. What is going on? Happy Friday. How's everyone doing today?
Awesome, man. Happy to be here, as always.
Right on. Let's get started off with the contract signing that we saw on Friday Night SmackDown. Let's start off hot. While it's still fresh in our heads, the contract signing is for the triple threat match between CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. And it's official. They have announced that this match will main event WrestleMania. One of the nights, most likely night one. And what a moment it was during the contract signing when that was announced. CM Punk got really emotional. This whole contract sign-in wasn't your typical contract sign-in that everyone just ends up fighting each other. Someone gets put through a table. It was way more intense than that. It was way more... It meant a lot more than your typical contract sign-in because of the fact that CM Punk has been waiting for this for years to main event WrestleMania, and it finally happened. Paul Heyman was there, and I can't even make, like, I can't put words to this. This was really great the way that they did this. From the beginning, when Roman Reigns came out, and then Roman Reigns got interrupted by Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, both of these guys have a lot of history together. They go way back to the Shield, and you know, they have a lot of love and hate throughout the years. It's been this story between Roman and Seth goes back over a decade, and you know, Roman Reigns, he feels like he's the one that's putting WWE on the map. He's the one that changed the game in pro wrestling. And Seth Rollins feels like, hey, you got this big ego, and I'm here to always clean up the mess that you're causing. So Seth Rollins, he has a lot of issues with Roman. Then CM Punk comes out. CM Punk, since he's been in the WWE, Seth Rollins has had issues with him. And Seth Rollins blames Roman for CM Punk being allowed in the WWE. Then you have Paul Heyman, who's between Roman and CM Punk. I can't do this justice, but man, what a contract signing this was. I'm really looking forward to the match. But the favor, when CM Punk was going to sign the contract, he was reading through the contract, which usually no one reads a contract during these things. They just sign it. But CM Punk was reading it, and Paul Heyman said, it's in there, it's in there. You're going to main event. But I thought he was looking for the favor. The fact that CM Punk is main eventing WrestleMania is not actually the favor. So what is the favor? But let's get into it. Mr. Blood, you go first. What did you think about the contract sign-in? And what do you think the favor is here?
All right, so you're actually the one giving me the rundown on the contract signing. I've yet to get to witness it. I didn't watch SmackDown Live, and the clips were not uploaded on their YouTube yet. I will be watching it to experience it in its fullness after we get off of this later on tonight. However, based on what you told me, I can speak to it to the point of I was begging for this. You know, just like me, Snug, massive Punk stands. Like today, like back there is the only AEW CM Punk figure ever released, ever. And they never sold it in stores because they released it after he left the company, and they only released it online. So if you want that, you have to buy that online for way more than you pay for in store just to own it. That's how big of a fan I am. And I've never taken it out of a box. And, you know, this, if you're a punk fan, this doesn't just mean as, you know, I mean, obviously it means the most to punk. He chased this. He clamored for this. It was a huge point of his burnt out contention all those years ago. Was the truth was he was a top guy who they just didn't book like a top guy. He had some top main event feuds back in the day when he was champion, but they always made him the background in other people's stories, even as the fucking champion. You know, they tried to overshadow him with Kevin Nash. They tried to overshadow him with Triple H. They tried to overshadow him, you know, with the Shield. Like, they were always using him to bring other people up. They tried to, you know, make Brock more important than CM Punk. Like, no matter where he was in his career, even though he was at the height of his popularity, he might have been probably the most over guy in the company at all times, next to Daniel Bryan back then. But he was playing second fiddle to The Rock and Cena, right? I mean, he had to lose his title. At the time, the longest championship reign of the modern era back then, he had to lose and drop that title to The Rock at, what was it, Elimination Chamber back then? Okay, a guy who came back part-time, he had to drop it at the pay-per-view before the biggest pay-per-view of the year, just so Rock and Cena never in a once-in-a-lifetime happened twice in a lifetime, and he had to drop it a month prior to the largest show of the year. I can understand that frustration as a viewer. I couldn't imagine the frustration he must have felt back then, working his ass off to have to forfeit a chance to be a main eventer, forfeit the chance to be the champion to a guy who came back for a cup of coffee and left again. And to see him get that moment as a fucking unapologetic super fan of punk that I am. My ringtone, for Christ's sakes, is Cult of Personality. And the emotions he must have felt tonight, I can only imagine. You know, Punk is a man of many words. We know that. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine having to, all the years he must have imagined getting to say he was in the main event, getting to promo that feeling across. No amount of prep or running over what he might say earlier in the night probably could have ever prepared him for actually being out there, getting to finally say it as it is set in stone. Mm-hmm. And the history there is so beautiful. This match, this is one of those matches that people talk about when they say you do not need a title for this feud. No title is going to make this feud better. This feud is so perfect because there's so much emotion built in, so much stock from the fans built in, and not just over a couple months feud, years here, people, years, between the history of the Shield, between Seth and Roman, the history of Punk bringing the Shield onto the main roster, so between him and Roman, because he never wanted Roman, he wanted Chris Hero. So there's that resentment from Roman always knowing that Punk never wanted him there. He only wanted Moxley and Seth. Then obviously the history between Seth and Punk that goes all the way back to Punk trying to train a young Colby, but not having the money to go through training. And that resentment that Seth feels when Punk left initially, he said, we were friends all the way up until he left, and then he ghosted me. So there's that hurt there. This is the perfect blend of kayfabe and shoot, because a lot of real animosity exists among these three guys. Obviously, Seth and Roman are very close in real life. We know that. However, there is a real, real professional jealousy there. And I think exactly who's the best, who's on top. And I think because Seth was the workhorse of the Shield, there's a part of him where it must sting that the guy that him and at the time, Dean Ambrose were tasked with protecting his shortcomings in the ring and his inferiority in the ring is the guy that has surpassed him as the top billed guy in the company, the face of the company, the longest reigning champion of the last 20, 30 some odd years, is the guy that his job was to make sure looked good. And I think that there's a part of you that's got to resent Roman for that. You are only here because I covered all of your shortcomings, all of your inadequacies, how green you were. You were not nowhere on my level when we stepped through NXT, let alone the main roster. But here you are, the highest paid, the biggest title win, the all the record-holding main events, okay? He now, as of last year, Roman holds the record for the most WrestleMania main events of all time. And here's Seth, the guy who's been a champion of the company, a company guy through and through, period. Never stopped, never left, never went away for sickness, not Roman's fault, but still, never went away. Even on injury, he would still be there just to cut promos with a fucking destroyed knee last year, still there to cut promos and wrestle with a blown-out meniscus. Two nights at WrestleMania on a blown-out knee. And here's two guys that are both billed higher than you, paid more than you, and get more fanfare than you. So this match feels, in my opinion, this is the most important match to me this Mania. Because it has, at this point, 13 years of story built in. To me, this is the most emotional match of the entire Mania weekend. And I am so ready for it. This will be the match that I scream at the top of my lungs for. I am so happy for this fucking match.
Yeah, and you're going to get more hyped as soon as you see the clip because CM Punk got emotional.
I'm excited.
He got really emotional. He got teary-eyed, and then he got to share the moment with Paul Heyman, which was lovely. Seth Rollins had the best reaction to it. He was not happy. No, he does. CM Punk does not deserve to main event WrestleMania, which was, I thought, you know, just adds more to the feud. But Toxic, let's hear from you. What you got? What are your thoughts about this?
I enjoyed it every single second of it. Punk deserves every single second of it. As much as Rollins wants to complain that he doesn't, he does. I don't understand why Punk goes from hating Roman ever, like, before the contract signing, even though Roman put the match in the main event of WrestleMania. But I don't know why he would just get on one knee. Sorry, Blood, I'm spoiling it for you. Get on one knee and just acknowledge Roman. I don't get it.
Yeah, that was... But I think CM Punk did that kind of like sarcastically. I don't think he really actually did it to, you know, because he was like, oh, Roman, oh, I'm your bitch. No, it was more like kind of like, all right, Roman, you know, I'll feed your ego type thing, mm-hmm. You know.
And I got to agree with you, Snug. Seth Rollins' reaction has got to be the best reaction out of this entire thing. And Roman rushing Punk. Sorry, Blob. Once again, I'm spoiling. Roman rushing Punk was the funniest thing ever. This contract signing wasn't just a contract signing. It was story packed. It was funny, it was emotional, it was everything you want to say it is, except for bad. That's the only word that you can't describe this contract signing with.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing that CM Punk said is, oh, this match being the main event, this is not the favor. And then we go off air. So we still have more things to unpack here, fellas. Tommy, let's hear from you. What do you got?
I love this. I really do. Because I think I know what the true favor is. And if this is the actual favor, Mania is going to hurt like a bitch.
All right, let's hear it.
Cena wins at Mania. And I think what the favor is after Cena wins at Mania, and gets the title, gets his historic 17, we are getting Punk versus Cena for the title. We're running that back.
Mm.
And if that actually happens, either way, this sucker is going to go on a ride. This is going to be a two-night ride. And I know what BT is going to say, one of the big things. And he hates it mainly because of the fact that what the fuck is the point of the Rumble with them main eventing? Because of the fact that in Roman's contract, it says that he either opens or closes. But with something this big, this massive, starting off would be extremely ballsy, especially for night one. Because let's be honest, this match is not going to be main event night two. It's not. That's going to say no. For sure. But this triple threat has to main event night one. And I also do love the fact that CM Punk, and you can tell by the look on Roman's face, he hated one of the names that CM Punk called him. It's like, my tribal chief, the owner of the Ulafala, he goes quiet. Big dog?
Mm-hmm.
Calling back to one of Roman's old gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love how that happened. But overall, CM Punk absolutely deserves this main event spot. As it's already been said, he has been waiting and fighting for this for years. And I'm pretty sure that Triple H is just throwing him a bone with this because of the fact that his entire career, he has been pushed to the side for literally everyone else by Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Cena, Rock, Stone Cold at one point. He has been pushed to the side for absolutely everyone. At this point, main event is where he deserves to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's so many things happening in this contract sign-in, which, man, like, it just makes you think about all these things, like the history. You know, they brought back, stuff from The Shield. And, you know, Paul Heyman was CM Punk's, manager at one point. Now he's managing Roman. So, you know, there's still a lot of love for, Paul Heyman has for CM Punk. So they have that going on. But then you have Seth and Punk who have their history. And then you have Seth and Roman that have their own history. And it's everything just coming together in one big major WrestleMania main event match. And it's pretty fucking amazing.
And the just ending,
even saying it.
Thing too. The fact that the way it went is he goes from praising Roman, mic in hand, right after signing it, and just goes, thanks for all of this, but this isn't the favor I'm owed. Mic drop, leaves. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that and I'm just like, ooh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. I bet it is. BT, well, let's hear you.
All right. CM Punk deserves this main event. I've come to that conclusion now. Okay. He deserves it. Congratulations to him. The thing that pisses me off is I just wish that Jey Uso versus Gunther was booked better so that people could care more. That's the only criticism that I have. Because Jey fully deserved to main event WrestleMania. He fully deserved it. And I know his name is Main Event Jey Uso, so why not capitalize on it? Like, not just Main Event Monday Night Raw to win the IC title. Main Event WrestleMania to win the World Heavyweight Championship. You know what I mean? And Tommy, you said that this story is very important, right? And it's criminal to have it open night one of WrestleMania, okay? I know WrestleMania is one of the biggest PLEs of the year, okay? I totally understand that. But I find it hypocritical how you say that. And then you look back at Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk opening a Bad Blood when they had a blood feud, but it gets overshadowed by Roman and Cody. And then a pointless Rock return that nobody gives a fuck about. So I find that hypocritical. That's all. But overall, what is the point of the Royal Rumble anymore? This is not the only time that this has happened where a Royal Rumble winner doesn't even main event WrestleMania anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking pointless. I'm just sick and tired of us saying that we want new superstars to be pushed. We are fine with Tiffany going up against a legend in Charlotte Flair, even though I can't fucking stand her, but a legend nonetheless in Charlotte Flair, and giving her a world title. But we're not going to give it to Jay because we prefer Roman, and we want to point out that without Roman, this company would be in shambles. Like, really? And then not only that, they prefer Jimmy more because he's hilarious. Nevertheless, though, he's had the most horrendous booking behind him. I mean, a discombobulating heel turn at SummerSlam in Detroit, costing his own brother a championship. But look, I just wish that the Jay and Gunther feud was booked. Actually, I think the booking is fine. I just wish that there were more people that care about the story behind it instead of who deserves titles more. Like, that's my number one criticism about it, okay? But those are my thoughts about it. This segment was amazing nonetheless. Punk deserves it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, BT, completely understand where you're coming from as far as I do completely understand why you would feel the Royal Rumble is pointless. The entire tagline of winning the Rumble is the winner will go on to main event at WrestleMania for an opportunity of a world title of their choosing. You are 100% correct that it rendered that point of the main event pointless. I agree. I validate how you feel. I don't think anybody here disagrees with that winning the Royal Rumble is supposed to garner you a main event. And you're right, this is not the only time it's happened. It happened to Asuka. In fair recent memory, it happened to Asuka, Shinsuke Nakamura, because there were bigger stars that sold bigger, you know, more seats. They were bigger build stars in the marquee. But the problem here is that you're right in saying that if the booking for Jay and Gunther had been better, they might have gone with them in the main event, but I don't think they would have. And I'll tell you why. Because no matter what story they could have possibly told with Jay and Gunther, no matter how over Jay is, Jay will never, and Gunther will never combined ever come close to being as over as Seth, Punk, and Roman standing in a ring together at the same time on the biggest show of the year for a feud that has been interwoven for 13 years of storytelling. Jay's rise to prominence is within the last 4 years respectively. And I say again, two of those years, he wasn't even being as appreciated as he should have been up until the Cody stuff really started kicking off, and then his character work really started moving when Sammy got involved. Before that, he was just background noise to Roman. But when it comes to it, the Bloodline stuff started with Jay and Roman, and it may still very much well come back full circle to Jay later in time when Jay is possibly crowned the head of the table at some point. I still think that story thread is going to be there, because I don't think he wins the title at Mania just to not be challenged by Solo or Roman later down the line. I feel like you have to tell those stories if he wins beats Gunther. But they gave him his moment in the Sun at Mania, or at the Rumble. He's going to get his moment in the Sun at Mania in his first ever world title match on the biggest stage of them all. And keep in mind, they have given Jay his flowers. He has main event in Mania before. So it's not like they haven't been giving him his time to shine. But whereas he's gotten a main event Mania, CM Punk's waited years. Years and years. Punk has waited for a main event spot at Mania longer than Jay and Jimmy have been even remotely remembered back in the early 2010s. Back in like 2009 and 10 when they were still doing the Haka entrance, CM Punk had already been a world champion who didn't get to main event. So it's, you know, it comes down to Punk's level of earned patience and his deservedness of this, in my opinion, outweighs the Jay and Gunther match. But I do 100% validate what you're saying on the booking affecting the positioning. And I do validate what you're saying when you're talking about he should have main evented. Otherwise, why even sell that as a point in the Rumble? I completely agree with you.
No, yeah, me too. BT, you are absolutely right. Now that we know that CM Punk, Roman, and Seth, the triple threat match is going to main event WrestleMania, I mean, it's almost certain that Cody Rhodes and John Cena are going to main event the other one, right? I mean, could John Cena and Cody say, you know what, let's give Jey Uso his moment? Maybe. That's still a possibility. I don't think that's the case, but the problem is that WWE has too many fucking stars. Like, just today, we saw Cody come out, huge pop. We saw Randy come out, huge pop. We saw Drew McIntyre come out, huge pop. There's so many people that are just over right now in the WWE. And that's like kind of like a gift and a curse. Like, yes.
It's a great problem to have.
It is. It really is. Jey Uso is deserving. You know, he should main event WrestleMania for a singles title. But
Jey Uso. And keep in mind, they haven't announced that he won't. They haven't said that he won't yet. I mean, they could still make him main event night two. Because they advertise that for the Rumble. It's still possible that Cody Cena goes on second to last or first on night one.
But I don't.
The World Heavyweight Championship match opened night two last year. It's possible.
It is. I mean, you're right. You're right. It's possible. But if it doesn't happen like that, let's be honest. Jey Uso and Gunther, they don't have the same history that the triple threat match does, or that John Cena and Cody do. So it's like, it's kind of understandable, but also it's kind of exciting at the same time. But I had one more question about this, this whole contract signing thing. I guess this is mostly, well, I want to hear what everyone else thinks, but mostly you, Mr. Blood, because I feel like me and you are probably the biggest CM Punk fans out of all of us. Now that CM Punk is going to main event WrestleMania, he's involved in this great feud, great story, lots of history. Is this really how you, or what you were expecting for CM Punk to main event at WrestleMania in this situation or in a situation like this? Because I always pictured it, if it was going to happen, I always pictured it, I thought it was going to be for a world title or a championship title in a singles match, one-on-one.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I always thought if he was going to main event, it was going to be for a prize. Like what Toxic's holding up for a title, for a beautiful, gorgeous championship. To have him go out and win with his hands fucking raised, I always thought that that would be it. And, but you know what? Again, the title doesn't make the man makes the title. And in this case, this story is so big, it doesn't need a title. Remember John Cena versus The Rock 1? It didn't need a championship. But for some reason, they felt like, well, if we run it back, it needs a title because it's not as special as the first time. But this, again, this is a first time ever. Triple threat between these three. It doesn't need a championship. And it'll be just as big and just as bold. And it's going to be emotional, car wreck, violent. I mean, it's a no DQ, by the way, because it's a triple threat. Okay? We're going to have stairs and chairs and probably curb stomps on announcer tables. And there's probably going to be some blood. I think this match, I think a title, in my opinion, would water down the reason these three are facing off. I think that a title would hurt this match. This match isn't about trinkets and gold. This match is literally about who of us is better. And we all can't stand each other, but which one of our wills, our styles, our skill sets, which one of us three is really the best in the world? CM Punk self-proclaimed, the secondary self-proclaimed in Seth Rollins, or Mr. God mode Roman Reigns with the longest world championship run of the last 25, 30 years? They all have a claim, a legitimate claim to who really is the best out of the three of them. Which one of them is really responsible for the success of WWE? Because it comes back to, is it Cody for helping create AEW, creating the competition that launched this new boom period? Is it his return? Is it Steph for being the company man, championing it on his back for so many years and never giving up? Is it Roman for the bloodline story, for changing the game, making it the most important story told in the last 30 years of professional wrestling? Because anything that they did in the original Bloodline story trumps any story we got told in the Attitude Era by far. So in my opinion, this is not about, it's not about a title. It's about, it's about a title and it's not. It's about a title, but it's not a championship title. It's about who really is the best, the title of who. And I think Punk has to win. Well, I think Punk has to win.
We'll do a prediction episode at some point because that's a whole.
That's how I'm ending. But I'm saying, if you really want this match to be as feel good, close the book on it. Let's move on. We told the story. This is earned and deserved. You know, the best ending possible is that Punk not only finally got that main event, but he fucking won the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real story here. It's not just his main event. It's not just Seth's hatred. It's not just Roman's need to keep himself validated. It's whoever walks out really gets to say, I am the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be Punk.
Go ahead, Tommy. Final thoughts?
My final thought here is extremely simple. B. As much as I agree with you, man, and I do, this type of situation does kind of make the Rumble feel almost a little bit pointless. Everything's been said here, and everything that has been said is full-blown facts. These three go back years. CM Punk has been passed up by both of them. CM Punk has also never main evented WrestleMania, ever. Jay, as much as I would love him to main event this year, He did main event WrestleMania 39 in that tag match. And I absolutely love Punk. And I'm with you, Blood. Punk should absolutely win this. But with this, this has been something on when it comes to Punk fighting for it, as much as he has, is on the same caliber fighting-wise as Kofi Mania. Both of them have fought extremely hard, even getting people in the back, behind them for this. It just has to happen.
Fuck Kofi Mania. All right. Well, I think we pretty much covered everything for the contract sign-in. So, I mean, there was a couple other things that were pretty important in the show, like Cody Rhodes. He opened up the show, but then he got interrupted by Randy Orton, so they had a nice little moment. Drew McIntyre joined in on the fun. So Randy Orton, he teased a match with Cody. So we have that. We're about to see, like, I felt like I was like back in the early 2000s again, because we're about to see Cody versus Cena at WrestleMania, and Randy Orton is in the ring with Cody talking about, I'm coming for that belt. And I'm like, what the fuck? What year is this? You know? Other than that, Drew McIntyre defeated Randy Orton tonight on SmackDown, which I also thought was pretty fucking crazy. Clean. Kevin Owens just came out, distracted Randy, and Drew McIntyre took advantage. A big win for Drew McIntyre. But I think, as far as like the most important thing, it was his contract signing, and I think we covered it. So I think we're good here, fellas. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we get out of here? But other than that, I think we're good. What's up, BT?
All right. The only thing that I want to talk about quickly, Mr. Blood, you said it hasn't been confirmed yet about Cena and Cody main eventing night two. Jake would main event night two. Cena and Cody is gonna fucking main event night two. It has to, because if we're gonna take Tommy's logic, right? If it's criminal to have Roman, Punk, and Seth open night one, where's the same energy? It's going to be criminal for Cena and Cody with one of the biggest heel turns of, like, the fucking century to open night two. So it needs the main event night two.
I agree to that point, but at the same time, it comes down to Triple H, Nick Khan. They have a choice to make. If Cena beats Cody for 17, you really do run the risk of sending the crowd home angry, because they're booing the shit out of him right now. And what are they going to do? Cheer for him for beating Cody? He's a heel. So do you want to end the night with the crowd all in favor of the bad guy going over? Or do you want to end the night with 85 to 100,000 people yeeting and crying while yeeting for Jay's big moment and sending them home elated and explosively happy? That you have to make that choice. It's an optics thing for reactions, because WWE is all about moments, right? Capturing those moments so they can replay them in video packages for 20 years to come. What's the best video package, you think? The video package for Cena standing over top of Cody Rhodes, holding up the title, and the whole crowd is just like, because Cody lost? Or do you want the fucking 20 million social media views of 80,000 people going, yeah, Pat McAfee on fucking commentary on the table going crazy, his brother coming out to congratulate him, possibly Roman coming out to congratulate him. He's so over. Think of the merchandise sales that would happen once everybody leaves that arena, hitting all the fucking shop gates, autograph. Like, it's an optics thing. you have a choice.
Yeah.
You can put Cody and John on first for night two, like they did to Punk and Drew, Rollins and Drew, or you can put it on second to last, because you know how WWE has their thing, right? Where there's always this argument, what's really the main event? It's one of the main events, right? One of the last two, three matches. It's one of the main events. Or is it, in Punk's mind, the main event is the match that goes on last? Okay. So you have that. Because in that same mindset then, even though WrestleMania is split into two nights, you could argue that, well, the Triple Threat isn't really a main event either. It's only going on last tonight, not the last of the weekend. So there's still that optics issue of, well, we consider each Mania night parts. Okay, you have the whole night,
yeah.
Then you have the intermission for Sunday morning, then you have part two, the sequel, and then the finale, the last match of the night. So it just depends, right? So but in my opinion, the reason I'd say that they have a really difficult choice to make is because you've got to either send the fans home extremely happy, or you've got to send them home extremely sad. Because that crowd is going to be filled with Cody crybabies motherfucking galore. And here's the thing. If Cody wins, what the fuck was that massive heel turn for if it doesn't pay off for him his first match in?
Exactly.
So you got to think. Cena has to win in order for this heel turn to really solidify and to have really worked for him. It makes no sense to turn heel if you're going to lose as soon as you turn heel, because what was the edge for? What did it do for you if you lost? So if Cena wins, crowd's going to be deflated. So have them be deflated right before Jay and Gunther go out there, have their back and forth, and then Jay fights out from underneath with a bunch of fucking traded near falls like you know there's going to be, maybe some interference from Ludwig Kaiser or something, and then all of a sudden here comes Jimmy to even the odds, and then Jay does the damn thing. And then the entire arena explodes, erupts with two brothers crying, embracing each other, holding his brother up while he holds up the title in one of the biggest moments of his entire life. Maybe Roman joins him. And then you send everybody home crying in tears and happy. So you let John win and drag their feeling down. And you use Jay to ramp them the fuck back up to send him home happy. You get both reactions you want, but you don't sacrifice the audience's immersion for the other like Vince would.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough decision, because Mr. Blood, you said that arena is going to be full of Cody crybabies, but don't forget, there's also people that have been complaining a lot about Cody's title run as of late. There's also a lot of people that want to see John Cena win number 17, regardless of him being a heel.
I agree.
So, I mean, if Cena wins, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be cheering. Let's be honest. And if
I know. There's going to be people that are going to be excited. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct.
I'm just going to quickly say this. If you can close WrestleMania 39 Night 2 with Roman going over Cody for a fucking cry fest, you can sure as hell end Night 2 for WrestleMania 41 with Cena going over Cody.
And you can, but man, it pissed so many people off. Because here's the problem. They ended it that way for shock value, to make Cody have to fight his way back up. But what happened after that? The worst Raw of all time. Remember, it was rated one of the worst Monday Night Raws after WrestleMania of all time. It had the bullshit turn of Brock Lesnar on Cody. And Cody went on to have one of the most lackluster fucking years leading back up into the return fight in WrestleMania season the following year. He had one of the most boring years. So if you do that again, the booking better be fucking stellar for Cody. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't want to sit through another fucking, you know, after Mania 6-7 month cooldown period where he's just randomly in a feud with Lesnar. Then he's randomly fucking tag champions with Jey Uso. You know, then he missed. Then that, like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Also got to consider the fact that, you know, if they do put Jey Uso and Gunther in the main event over Cody versus Cena, you guys, are we going to send the home happy when Jey Uso wins it? But what if he doesn't win it?
That's the thing. They're going to, at this point, he has to win. They have put too much stock behind him. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
But let's be honest.
Yeah.
Gunther's reign has proven that it's not as good as it should have been. And they need to freshen up. That's why they're going to put it on Jey at Mayhem. And the amount of energy they put behind Jey, they have to have him win. That's not even a question. What do you give Gunther after it?
I just don't think Jey's run as champion would be better than Gunther's. But that's a conversation.
I think it would be. You're right. I'll send it to Tommy. But hold on. I just want to say this. You say that, but in reality, you really think Gunther's reign would be better than the reign that Jey would have, even though Jey has the better stories to tell? Him versus Cody, him versus Sammy, him versus Roman. Jey versus Cody would be insane. Yes, let's see it. We've never seen it. Let's do it.
No, I'm good.
We're talking about big high stakes here. What does Gunther have left if he retains at Mania? Ludwig Kaiser, that's about it. Who else?
I don't know. Tommy, let's hear from you.
So, and this will be like my final thought here. Thank you, Blood, for changing my mind on this. I'm completely with you. At this point, Jey could absolutely main event WrestleMania Night 2. He absolutely could. Because at this point, you have changed my mind on this. It's either they go home all happy for Jey, or they go home pissed like they did at WrestleMania 39. But with that, with some of the stuff that we've seen, there are other people here that could absolutely be a factor, especially if Jey ends up winning the World Heavyweight title. Stay corrected. When he ends up winning the World Heavyweight title. One of the things that I know all five of us have seen is the fan thought out WrestleMania entrance for Jey. How the entirety of the bloodline, we're talking all four for Timu bloodline, Roman showing up, Rikishi showing up, it ending right before Jey goes out with Jimmy. Like, just them alone. Just imagine the pop that ending for Night 2 would be if when Jey wins the World Heavyweight title, just like when Priest cashed in and won it and had the entirety of the Judgment Day running out to top of the ramp, this time would be different. It would be the entire family. I'm talking Jacob, Tama, Tonga, Rikishi.
Celebrating with Jey?
All celebrating with Jey.
In the ring.
In the ring, yes.
Their heels.
Like last year with Cody.
Their heels.
But it'd be Jey bringing it back to the family. It'd be Jey bringing it back to the family, though. That's the point. The world title would be back in the family, and it'd be because Jey did it. Roman fumbled, Jey picked up. At the end of the day, they all want to be champion, but they just want the champion in the bloodline somewhere.
It's just, that doesn't make sense story-wise.
I mean, story-wise, no, but at the same time, story-wise, it doesn't, and it does. It doesn't make sense for the fact that they're heels. It does make sense that they would be like, one of us still brought that prize back to the family.
Yeah, they can do that in the back, in private, don't do it in the ring.
Well, yeah, but for tonight, we celebrate with you. Tomorrow, we come after you.
There is one clip that WWE has put out that's coming into my mind right now, and it's right after Jey won the Rumble.
Yeah, and right behind the curtain, Jacob's there, Solo's there.
Standing in the back.
Yeah, that's different though. That was like a cell phone personal video. It wasn't.
The point still stands there.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yes, the fuck it does.
It's not the same at all. It is not the same.
It is the same.
No, it's
not.
It would be, either way, it would be a very sweet full circle moment. The bloodline story started with Jay's defiance of Roman. And his story of him winning the title culminates with him being surrounded by the very family he was trying to provide for. It is a beautiful bookend. Does it fit heel and face-wise? No. But as far as what the overarching story meant to an entire wrestling generation of people for 5 years, it would be a very heartwarming moment. And at the end of the day, WWE is all about what, people?
Moments.
Anyway, that was our Friday Night SmackDown, the main event segment review, the contract sign-in. Damn, there was so much happening here. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. Hit us up. Hit me up, Snug Wrestling. And be sure to leave a star rating and leave a review. And we will talk to you guys later.